From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. has called on the U.N. Security Council to approve the strongest possible measures against North Korea following its sixth most powerful nuclear test. U.S. U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley described Pyongyang's nuclear program as more advanced and dangerous than ever.
They now fire missiles over Japanese airspace. They now have ICBM capabilities. They now claim to have tested a hydrogen bomb. And just this morning, there are reports that the regime is preparing for yet another ICBM launch. To the members of the Security Council, I must say, enough is enough.
Haley said the U.S. will look to any country doing business with Pyongyang as one giving aid to their reckless and dangerous nuclear intentions.
当前半岛事态不断恶化。
One of those countries is China. Its ambassador, Liu Jieyi, warned the situation is deteriorating. He urged the matter be resolved peacefully. Pyongyang claimed it successfully tested a hydrogen bomb that can fit onto an intercontinental ballistic missile. There's no agreement on that. Bruce Bennett is a RAND Corporation defense analyst.
My definition of a hydrogen bomb is one of those weapons that goes off in the megaton range. So they're still a factor of 10 smaller than that.
South Korea Tuesday conducted more live-fire drills and warned the North may be preparing another missile launch. Saturday is the anniversary of the North Korea founding. Kenya's Electoral Commission announced Monday a new presidential election is to take place October 17. The announcement followed last week's Supreme Court ruling that invalidated the August 8 vote. The commission said it was won by President Uhuru Kenyatta. The court nullified that vote, citing widespread irregularities. This is VOA News. Nearly 125,000 Rohingya Muslims are now believed to have fled western Myanmar since a two-week crackdown on insurgent attacks by security forces. The plight of the Muslim minority has raised concerns across the Muslim world. In Russia, Chechen leader Ramzan Kadyrov urged tens of thousands into the streets of Grozny to protest. Among them, Rasul Bajmuradov, who denounced what he called the extermination of our brothers in faith. The violence is believed to have left hundreds dead. The government of Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi has come under growing pressure to protect the Rohingya civilians. After months of negotiation, Colombia has reached a temporary ceasefire with the country's last active guerrilla group, the National Liberation Army. The announcement was made in Ecuador, where talks have been held, ahead of a visit to Colombia by Pope Francis Wednesday.
Este primer paso es de inmensa trascendencia.
Chief Colombian government negotiator Juan Camilo Restrepo called it a step of immense significance. The truce, which goes into effect October 1st, is to last until January 12th and could be extended. The government signed a peace deal last year with the larger Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC. The fate of embattled Guatemalan President Jimmy Morales is in the hands of Congress after the country's top court ruled it has the final say whether to lift presidential immunity in an investigation into alleged illegal campaign financing. Prosecutors will need a two-thirds vote for Mr. Morales to be formally investigated and charged. The Guatemalan leader is denied any wrongdoing. Rwandan police Monday said they questioned a leading critic of President Paul Kagame, who they said is suspected of forgery and tax evasion. Diane Rwigara was banned from running in last month's election after the Election Commission said she failed to gather sufficient signatures. The 35-year-old lawyer and rights activist has accused Mr. Kagame of stifling dissent and hanging on to total power. The state of Texas continues recovering from the effects of Hurricane Harvey, which made landfall last month, dumping records amount of rain across the state that caused massive flooding. As many as 60 have been killed. Ricky Critcher is director of the North American Ministries of the private relief group Samaritan's Purse in Pearland, Texas.
They're trying to get their personal belongings out. You know, it's going to be a long road. There's a lot of damage. Certainly, we've been able to observe enough by the TV and the aerial views and all that. It's quite devastating in the area.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott estimates the damage from Harvey could be up to $180 billion. Hurricane Irma, a Category 4 storm, is churning in a westerly course through the Atlantic, heading toward the Caribbean, with winds of up to 250 kilometers per hour. Hurricane advisories have been posted. Irma could affect the U.S. coastline by week's end. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.